Hi, this is Bob Berman.
And I'm Jim Metzner, and you're listening to...
Astounding Universe.
Bob, I know you've got a good one because you've got that certain glint in your eye. What do you got for us today?
That there's a suspicious but deep quality to the universe, and I'm trying to figure out whether it's profound and mysterious and something we should all be thinking about, or whether it's just circular reasoning and superficial and nothing at all.
Okay, you got my antenna up. Tell us more.
Well, it's that the universe seems to be astonishingly life-friendly.
Ooh, kind of suited for life.
Yeah, meaning things that didn't have to be the way they are.
Like what?
The strength of gravity, the mass of the proton, the mass of the electron, the strength of the electromagnetic force that keeps atoms together. Over 200 constants like that are just what they would have to be for there to be stars that create warmth, that allow there to be life. And as we look around us, if any of these were different, even by just a little bit, 1% different, you couldn't have us here, and you couldn't have life anywhere, probably. So does this mean we live in a astonishingly unlikely universe, which then has to be accounted for, either maybe spiritually, metaphysically, philosophically, or scientifically, or is there another explanation?
Okay, is this an accident? Did it just sort of happen? Is the universe designed for life? Is that kind of...
Yeah, that's the issue, and it's throwing physicists for a loop. In fact, the creation of multi-universes is largely to try to get around that and explain it rationally, because the idea is, well, what if, yes, the universe that we live in has these astonishing life-friendly features, but what if we're only one of countless other, maybe infinite number of other universes which don't have these life-friendly features, and therefore there's no life in them, but we just happen to be in the one that does have life?
Or what if there's a life form that doesn't need light? You know, we're just thinking about this because we know what we know, right? And maybe some life form doesn't need that much light and doesn't need that, you know, it's more like bacteria and stuff like that.
Well, even bacteria would. That would be much more of a stretch. Yes, you could say that maybe you could do without carbon. You could have a silicon-based life form. There's a lot of ways you can not get anthropomorphic and say it doesn't have to be life like us. But nobody can conceive of life that could do without any kind of energy. So that's what we're talking about. You need starlight, sunlight. You need that.
So does this idea have a name? Can we call it the Berman Precept or something?
Oh, I would love that, but it's already been named. It's the anthropic principle.
Anthropic as in pertaining to man and human beings.
And life, yes. And that is a reaching for an explanation for this curious, strange, life-friendly nature of the universe. And why is it like that? There's different ways you can play this. Of course, religious people have a simple explanation. It's that way because God created the universe that way, end of the matter. And he did that so there could be life. And that's the end of the issue.
So what are scientists who may or may not be religious people, what do they say?
Well, the easiest way to get out of it is to simply say, look, who's observing the universe? We are. So when we use our telescopes or our instruments and survey the physical properties of the universe, what else could we find except life-friendly principles? We know we need stars burning because we have to have light to supply the energy for life to exist. So because we're here, the universe has to have life-friendly physical constants, and therefore it's not unusual at all. It's just exactly what we must find if we're looking around us. But is that profound, or is it just a bit of circular reasoning? Does it explain anything?
If we only sort of see or ask the questions that we are prepared to or have evolved to see because it relates to us, what's the flip side? What are we not doing? What's the thing that we're not seeing that could still be possible?
Okay. So we could say that sure, we have to see life-friendly physical constants, and therefore there's nothing surprising or unusual or miraculous or anything that has to be explained. On the other hand, you could say, are you kidding? Over 200 physical constants all being exactly what you need for life? That's sort of like a person in front of a firing squad, and suddenly every bullet missed. Well, sure, he could say, well, it makes sense. Sure, every bullet had to have missed, otherwise I wouldn't be talking to you right now. But still, don't you have to step back and say, hey, what are the chances that every bullet missed? So we're here in a universe with these astounding properties. And so I'm asking you and our listeners, because I'm not sure myself, are we facing a universe that's astonishing and miraculous and have all these features that need some sort of explanation? Or is this simply the way it had to be if we're here looking out at the universe? Is it something remarkable, or is it something that's not even worthy of our time and attention?
Well, not to dodge the bullet, but we're going to leave you with that question, the program that dares to leave the question unanswered. Think about it. Let us know on Facebook/Astounding Universe. Let us know your thoughts. We'd like to hear from you. I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
We'll see you next time on
Astounding Universe.